I'm going to show you. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, this is how you get into Christ. You believe that he is, he was born, he lived on this earth, he died, and he was raised from the dead. He now seated at the right hand of God. If you believe that, then he said that if thou shalt confess that with your mouth. I got to believe it first. If I don't believe something, it's no use of me saying it. So it starts, see, faith starts with believing. That's why the woman said what she said. She heard. What she heard, she believed. What she believed, she said. What she believed, she did. And what she did, she received. What she received, she told it. There it is. And so it said that if, see, it's up to you. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth who? The Lord Jesus. And do what? And shall believe. See, it starts with believing in your heart. And shall believe in thine heart that God has what? Raised him from the dead. He didn't say, that word didn't say you might be saved. There's a chance for you something to happen. It said thou shall be saved. Period. Thou shalt be saved. Then he go on to explain. Verse 10. For with the heart. See, it start with the heart. For with what? For with the heart. Man does what? Believe. Man believeth unto righteousness. That means man, woman, boy, and girl. Man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, nothing will happen if you don't do the second part. You got to tell what you believe in your heart. And when you say what you believe in your heart, all the other lies have to depart. And you hold fast to it when they try to challenge you to change what you say that you believe. You stand your ground with prayer. Thank you, Father. I believe I received. I believe I got what I prayed for. I stand my ground. Because your flesh going to rise up, the devil, because you know Jesus said, he said, be of good cheer. Didn't he say it? Be of good cheer, for I have overcome what? The world, the flesh, and who else? And the devil. And all of them going to come against you. Try to change you from believing, from standing on what you said you believe with your heart and say it with your mouth. The pain continue to try to exist and insist on hurting you. But you said, no, you're going to leave here. I'm not going to give in to you. You're the one going to, that poverty mentality, that poverty-stricken situation, or you in a situation where you need something, that thing, you say, I believe I received my needs met, that thing going to blow up and pound on you and make you look like ain't nothing going to happen. That's why you have to stand your ground in faith. Stand on the word. It'll put pressure on you. You ain't going to get your needs met. You ain't going to, it's not going to happen. But if you start living that way, acting that way, you know every day it'll get better and better. Another situation come up because you stood your ground that one, you get better than the next one. Amen. You stood your ground and get victory there, it get better. Because see, you're growing, you're learning. Your faith is growing. Your faith is active. Your faith is accomplished. How did it do? Because I chose the right words. I chose the right words to speak, and I put them in my heart, and I believed them, and I said them, and God said, if I believe it and say it, it will come to pass. Amen. 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 So he wants you to understand, don't play around with stuff that's no good. Hallelujah. So he said, let's move just a little further, because time will get away from us, won't it? Hallelujah. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 3. Listen to this. And see, these are things to open our eyes so we can be wise and intelligent in our faith in God's word. So we need to know these things. Hello? Don't sleep when you ought to be awake. Pick the right time to sleep. And this is not time to be asleep. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 13:3 says, he that keepeth his mouth does what? Did y'all see that? He that keepeth his mouth, you know, we just told you that we just read death and life in the power of the tongue. And we have seen people just run off at the mouth, just talk and just get ugly about it. But if you learn how to control your mouth, you won't speak so many bad things in your life. Because as sure you speak them and don't do anything about it, it's coming. It's a known fact. You do not, no farmer, nobody, a garden raised, a garden, nobody ever had anything to do with that field. Go out and plant a seed of okra and go there and look for squash. The farmer never goes out and plant soybean and go out. He said, I'm going to gather me some cotton from here. Now, you're going to speak these bad words and expect good thing to happen to you? Uh-uh. So he said, he that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that open wide, what? His lips shall have destruction. You say, how come that person having all that, they opened their mouth wide and said the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Proverbs 21:23. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from what? From trouble. You say, that person that got so much trouble in their life. You ever seen that? You say, why would that person so much trouble? They didn't keep their tongue.